Wow. It's really nice out here under all these stars.
Oh, yes. It is a beautiful night.
Do you think we're alone in the universe?
Wait! What's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait. If we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all?
You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat? Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner?
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a transfer talk, roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
Always keep it locked. DJ Nuss for Mark 2. DJ Nuss for Mark 2. I'm back, yo. I took 2 days off. Tuesday, son had to go get his teeth cleaned. He had one cavity. It's all right. He hadn't had a cavity in years, so I feel pretty good about that. I don't know. When I was his age, I think I had like 40 cavities or something like that. Anyways. Wednesday, yesterday. Oh, man, I had a late night on Tuesday. So in case you haven't heard, the band I play in, the Mopar Camps, along with a couple extra musicians and 5 extra singers, are going to be performing a live version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show to the movie, where whenever the song pops on the movie, they're going to mute the audio and we're going to play it live. It's pretty awesome. This is going to be at the Foothills at 10 p.m. on Halloween night, October 31st. And Yeah, they're already selling a bunch of tickets. There's only 100 tickets are going to be sold. It's going to be upstairs in the loft. So if you want to go, get one relatively soon so that you'll get a chance to watch us and the buffoonery that's going to happen that night. It should be super fun. But that being said, I'm back. This is show number 68. Obviously, tomorrow will be a big one. And we're going to start with some Stones today. Street Fighting Man of Vegas Banquet. Rock and roll, what's in your pocket?
Call song. she is, but don't forget to drop me a line.
Little Mama Kin there from Aerosmith's debut album, Aerosmith, 1973. That's a great album. And that's a great opening. Is that the opening track? I think so. I think it's on the first side. There's a great Guns N' Roses cover of that, too, on Lies. It's such a cool tune. Mark Woodford, the sax player on that, is also banging. The sax lines are killer on that. Let's see. Before that, Street Fighting Man, Rolling Stones off Beggar's Banquet, another great album. Yeah, it's 8:13 in the morning here, Thursday, October 23rd. We rocking and rolling. Got lots of stuff going on this weekend and so forth. Tomorrow, the 24th, at 6 p.m. in the Hunt Ballroom is Hallowoney, which is the annual Halloween party show that the station puts on. There's three bands, Buffalo Joe and the Hobos, Coleslaw, and The Witch are the three bands that are playing. Costumes are encouraged. I think I might show up dressed as one of the guys from Devo. We'll see. Saturday, we have the Bartender's Ball at the B-Side. I think that starts at 8 or so. Four guest bartenders, they all created their own drink. Everybody gets to taste it, get to vote on it. There's also a big costume party. It's always a pretty big thing, pretty big turnout, and a lot of fun. Yeah, that's for the weekend, I'm sure. Oh, there's Skate Jam, too, going on. So they have they close off Water Street, lots of skate and lots of bands going on. I think that's from, like, 1 to 9 p.m. All of these things, except for the Bartender's Ball, I think that's $10. I think the rest of the stuff is free, from what I remember. And Sunday is the day of rest to, worship your favorite devil. With that being said, let's listen to some Elvis, shall we? Return to Sender.
Return to Sender. Return to Sender. I gave next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. Take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
original Captain Marvel right there. Chikoria, Return to Forever. Pretty awesome. Before that, we had Elvis, Return to Sender, which I was glad to see was on the Girls, Girls, Girls soundtrack, which is a great album. The movie, well, whatever, it's an Elvis movie. Elvis movies are Elvis movies. They're fun to put on. They're like those middle period Godzilla movies, which I love, by the way. But, you know, they're kind of entertaining, but not exactly rewarding, shall I put it that way. So, yeah, we're going to listen to, coming up here, we got a little Tay-Tay going on, and then some Dion. This one's dedicated to that lovely lady out there, Valerie. We got Message in a Bottle and Teenager in Love.
I'm not afraid to must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love? In love. Why must I be?
Yeah, why must I be a teenager in love? Love should always feel that way. Remember love when you're a teenager? It was awesome. It should always be like that. Should never end. Never end. Dion, you're awesome. Before that, we had Message in a Bottle by the Tay-Tay from Red. Yeah, there's a lot of tracks on that Taylor's Version LP. There's like 30 of them on there or something like that. It's crazy. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. It's 3 full discs. 3 full records. Yeah, it's crazy. Or maybe it's 4. I don't know. It's a lot. It's thick. What are we doing here? 8:31. We're going to listen to some They May Be Giants, You Don't Like Me, off of Join Us. A lot of people I know, especially people around my age who have been listening to They Might Be Giants for a long time, kind of know the first half of the catalog quite a bit, or the first 7 or 8 albums. And then after that, there's a lot of They Might Be Giants albums. I think it's like 20-something studio albums that don't include the kids' albums, and there's a bunch of those, too. There's like 6 or 7 of those, at least. So they're always cranking out new stuff. But those, the second half of their catalog is really good, and I pay attention to it as it comes out. I just started kind of really collecting those on vinyl and going through them, but they're really great albums. And Join Us, even though it was from quite a bit ago, is a really, really amazing album. And this song's really funny. It's called You Don't Like Me. We're going to start with that. And I don't know what I'm going to play after that, but there'll be a song going right after that. Maybe I'll put the Bach on. We'll see. All right, here we go. You Don't Like Me.
I know what you're thinking. I can read your mind. In your thoughts, it's obvious. You don't like me. From across a crowded room, you can feel me staring. Pleasure to be had from mystery and secret plans, but you don't like me, 'cause I can read your mind. I can see the future like it's in the past. You will never be my friend.
much, but this is not about me. And you don't want to know. I can see the future like it's in the past. You will never be my friend. You don't like me. You like Bollywood, snow machines, daguerreotypes, beauty contests, and cruise control. You like booster rockets, cutting with a fork, Terminator 2, the morning, and William Tell.
Sunshine of Your Love. It's awesome, by Fifth Dimension. I actually hadn't heard that before. It's funny, I picked out a Fifth Dimension album this morning, and this happens on the occasion, and I don't think I had played it before, and I went inside to pull it out, and it was a Fifth Dimension album, but not the same one that the jacket said it should be. So I was looking through it really quickly, and I found that, and that's kind of cool, that old Cream song. But that's a cool version of it. Fifth Dimension's awesome, by the way. Cool. We're going to listen to some Bach. This is my never-ending quest to play all Bach. This is when Gavin Vitale decides he's going to turn the show off. But hey, Gavin, how you doing? You might not want to do that after, because I might play some Misfits right when it's done. I know you like them. So we'll see if you hang on, man. You going to hang on this morning, dude? Here's some Bach. Thank you. But turned into a Martian. Love it. Misfits. Rock and roll. Just going to keep playing some music. I have stuff to talk about, but I'm kind of enjoying rocking and rolling here. I'm sending out an email. I've been doing this to get some of the higher admin of this fine establishment, the provost, the president, the deans, to come on the show and chat with me about all things Oneonta, their lives, all that kind of fun stuff. We'll see if they reply and can get them on the show. That'd be awesome to have the upper admin. I actually like the admin here. They're really awesome. They're personable. You see them all around. They're very supportive of everything, and it's awesome. It's great. This is the way it should be. This is the way, as they say. So, yeah, we're going to listen to some Elton John here. Yellow Brick Road. It's a good one. I haven't played it in a while. We do hear it on ZOZ and stuff like that, which is totally cool. But this is on vinyl, dude. Hopefully that skipping is done. It got through the beginning part of it. I saw that scratch in the album. Let's see if I can get to the end without it going crazy. Yellow Brick Road. We'll be right back. Rock and roll. I let some stuff go there. So we started with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and there was a, I saw that scratch on the album when I was putting it on. I was like, man, maybe it'll go through. The beginning of it was a little wonky, but we made it through. It went through the jumping, the hoops there. And then I was putting on a 5-piece chicken dinner and looking down the barrel of a gun. And I just kind of let that album go for a little bit. That Paul's Boutique is such a good album. I should just let the whole thing go, except for I'm not allowed to do that. There's some naughty stuff later on in the album, and I had to stop it, unfortunately. But, you know, I intercepted all of that and went straight into Manic Depression, another amazing song by the great Jimi Hendrix. That first album, Our Experience, is ridiculous. That whole album is amazing. It's in my top 10 of best debut albums by an artist of all time. Definitely in there, in the top 10. Anyways, this is DJ Nuss for Mark II. Tomorrow is going to be a big special day. Maybe I'll do some fun things because it's going to be episode 69. Anyways, rocking and rolling, everybody. I hope you enjoy your Thursday. And signing off to you from the basement of Hunt Union, DJ Nuss for Mark II. What's in your pocket? Keeping it locked. Wony FM 90.9. Forever, yo. Radio's amazing. Tune in. Support live music and rock and roll. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful